Hello?
Yes, hi, Miss, to Maria Luisa Palacencia.
Who's this?
Yes, hi, ma'am. My name is Richard. I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes of your time?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote at all?
I'll definitely vote.
Okay, thank you. And in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. And just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask you your race, please?
Hispanic.
Okay. And what is your age bracket?
Between 20 to 30.
Okay. Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Can you repeat what was the question?
Sure. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very conservative.
Okay. And thinking about the direction that the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which your country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. And I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's not somewhat important, or a 0 if it's not important at all. The first one is improving kindergarten through 12th grade education.
I say 7.
Okay, thank you. And banning tobacco products for adults.
3.
Thank you. And making college more affordable.
8.
And protecting voting rights and democracy.
8.
And the last one is lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
9.
Thank you. And do you approve or you disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Neither I approve or disapprove. I mean, not everything runs through him, so.
So you somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove?
Yeah.
Which one, ma'am?
I mean, really, I don't really have a answer for that one.
Okay, that's not a problem. Give me 1 second right here. Okay, and now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not particularly feel warm or cold. And you may use any number from 0 to 100. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
Seventy-five,
okay. And Joe Biden?
50.
Thank you. And Republicans in Congress?
50.
Okay, thank you. And I want to read you a list of priorities that you think that the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important the issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or a 0 if it's not important at all. Okay. Now, the first one, ma'am, is removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
5.
Okay. And banning different products, different tobacco products for adults.
4.
Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
10.
And preventing underage tobacco use.
7.
Okay. And it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or do you oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Yeah.
You strongly support or you somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Okay. And do you support or you oppose the ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Can you repeat that?
Sure, not a problem. Do you support or do you oppose the ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Oppose.
You somewhat oppose or you strongly oppose?
Somewhat.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Probably more harm.
Much more harm or somewhat more harm?
Much more.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
There's other issues that are way more important.
Thank you. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is a better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Between the first one is prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive, or harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which one of those is a better
harm
approach? You said harm reduction?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I'd like to read you some of the things some people say would come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, ma'am, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. The first one is... uh,